Okay, and we are live. So today we're just going to do a simple Q&A. So if you guys have any questions at all, then feel free to jump right in and ask, and I'll be sure to answer them to the best of my ability. And yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, you can simply just like the video as you come in. It'll help support the platform, help the algorithm spread the message to other people who are also trying to improve their English skills. So, and when you come in, why don't you introduce yourself and tell me where you're from? I'm always very, very interested to understand where my audience is from, what country you're watching from. So that would be great. But yeah, we'll answer any questions that you have regarding learning English, becoming fluent in English, or even anything that doesn't necessarily pertain to English. So jump right into the chat if you have any questions, even just any comments, and I'll be sure to answer them for you. Let's see here. This is Labib. Hello, bro. Hey, man, shout out to you. I'm assuming your name is Labib. This is Labib. So shout out to you. Yeah, where are you guys from? What country are you watching from? Where in the world do you live? It's always interesting to know. Do you guys live in an English-speaking region? Do you live in a region that doesn't speak English as a first language? Let me know. So a common question that I've been getting from a lot of you guys on Instagram is simply that a lot of you who live in regions where English is not the first language, you're trying to decide which accent of English you should learn. If you should learn an American accent of English, or if you should learn a British accent of English, etc. So I would say that generally speaking, if you're unsure, you should definitely try to learn the American accent of English over the British accent of English. I say that generally speaking for the simple reason and the simple fact that the majority of the media out there, the majority of the stuff you watch on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, the majority of the stuff that you watch on TV, etc., all revolves around the American accent of English. Most of the media in the world exemplifies the American accent of English over the British accent of English. So unless you're trying to move to London or any city in England, then it would make more sense for you to learn the English accent of English. Otherwise, I'd highly recommend learning the American accent because it will be more universal for most of the places that you would ever travel to in the world. So that's that. Got some more chats here. Okay, this is Labib. I'm from Bangladesh. Okay, shout out to Bangladesh. Yeah, I have a lot of people from Bangladesh in my WhatsApp group. And that's another thing. I have a WhatsApp group as well. So if you just refer to the link in the description, depending on which platform you're watching from, it's very easy to find and you can join right in. And we share a lot of good information on how to become more fluent in English every day. So MD Middle Islam. Sorry if I butchered your name there. Hello. Your videos are very informative from Bangladesh. Okay. Another one from Bangladesh. Shout out to Bangladesh. Okay. Iraq. Okay. You're from Iraq. Cool. 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 Wahid Khan, where are you from? I'm actually from Canada. I was born and I was raised in Canada. So was my mother. My father comes from a very small island in the Caribbean islands called Barbados. So yeah, that is my background. Eritrea, East Africa. Okay. I've never heard of that country. I'll look it up later, but okay. East Africa. I'm Pakistani. Pushtun. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of Pakistanis as well. So, okay, that's great. So I'm assuming that your first language is Urdu then. So, bro, I'm from Bangladesh. Where are you at? Hi from Azerbaijan. Okay, Sick. Yeah, so we got a lot of people on the other side of the world. I'm on this side of the world with Canada, America, Mexico, South America. We got a lot of people on the other side. I guess the time must be the time must coincide pretty well there or something like that. But okay. Where are you from, man? I'm from Canada. Montreal, Canada. So Canada, it's split up into an English portion and a French portion. And some cities are a little bit of both. But yeah, I live in the French-speaking region of the country of Canada. So to give some context. Okay, can I get your WhatsApp group number? Yeah, for the WhatsApp group, if you just go to the link in the description of this video, if it's on Facebook or YouTube, it should be in either description. I'll also do like a pinned comment once this is done. But yeah, if you click there, you'll be able to submit your phone number and it'll automatically add you to the WhatsApp group. And then from there, you know, if you have any questions, you ask them. People can jump in and answer. And also, if you just like to share information that would help other people become fluent in English, we do that too. So it's an interactive community. So Muhammad Bilal, watching from Bangladesh. Okay. A lot of Bangladeshi. Are you a teacher, Mr. Perez? No, I am not a teacher. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of people think I'm an English teacher who sits in a classroom and lectures to students. I am not an English teacher. I literally just do this as a passion project on the side. Essentially, when I came to the French-speaking region of Canada, it was very difficult to learn French. I made a lot of mistakes when I had to learn my first language. So basically our goal is to avoid having you guys make all of the same mistakes that I made. I'm trying to make life easier for you guys. I'm trying to make your path to English fluency as easy as humanly possible. And that is the goal with every short video you see, where I'm trying to give you new vocabulary words. I'm trying to show you how those vocabulary words can be applied in certain contexts. That is the goal of all of it. So definitely consume English media, not just mine. You can consume English media from many different good creators. Just make sure you're consuming it daily. Make sure that stuff's popping up on your Explore feed on whichever social media platform that you prefer to use. So let's see here. You guys change the way of speaking from time to time. Yeah, I mean, changing the way of speaking. I had an interesting conversation with someone I interviewed on one of my podcast episodes. So we were basically wondering if Mandarin Chinese would surpass the English language at some point in the future. But then he brought up a really good point. And he said, English is going to surpass English. English is going to replace the English language. And you can already see that now. I'm not sure how many of you guys have the application TikTok, but you can clearly see there's new slang terminologies being invented almost on a daily or weekly basis. And basically the new ways of saying things and the new ways of communicating in English among the younger generations, that's simply just going to replace the English that's in place right now. So I think that no other language will probably become more popular than English. I think that just the English language will probably replace itself as time goes on. So, do you speak French? Oui, je suis capable de parler en français. Je suis capable d'avoir des conversations de base. Bon, français, c'est pas parfait, mais c'est pas si mal. So, donc, oui. Yes, I can speak a little bit of French. I'm conversational in French. It's not perfect. I make errors sometimes when I speak, but yeah, I can converse in French. What do you do usually to improve your language? I know you already master on it. Yeah, to improve your language, it depends. The answer to that question depends on which level that you're currently at. So If you're currently at the beginner level, of course, I'm going to recommend, I don't have it right in front of me, it was on this table, but I would recommend getting a grammar book outlining the differences between your native language and the English language. It's going to make everything a lot easier for you when it comes to studying. So let's say you're at the intermediate level. I'd recommend that you challenge yourself and you take off the subtitles when you're consuming media. If you take off the subtitles, it's going to force you to concentrate a lot more on your listening skills. And then when you get into real life situations, you're going to be able to understand things more spontaneously if you really trained your ears to listen. So, and then if you're at the advanced level, or if you're a native English speaker like me, who still needs to improve their English anyway, that's just going to come down to life experience. I encourage you to be social. I encourage you to get a lot of interactions. I encourage you to make an effort to try and speak confidently when you're engaging with people, even if you're at the grocery store, just buying groceries with from the cashier, or if you're at a restaurant and you're just ordering food, or you want to have a conversation, a small conversation with the waiter or waitress. Small things like this. If you can incorporate applying your English skills into your lifestyle, then you'll see results a lot quicker in terms of your communication skills in English. Even native English speakers, growing up, I was fairly introverted. And when I got into a job that it basically required you to have a lot of social interactions with people, then I improved my communication skills a lot. Simply because I was using them. So the key is to apply your skills when you're at the upper intermediate to advanced level. Just apply at any opportunity you can, and you will be speaking pretty much on the same level as a native speaker if you can do that. So, and yeah, again, the answer depends on what current level you're at and where your strengths and where your weaknesses are. So that's how that goes. Okay. Watching from Pakistan. Okay. Shout out to Pakistan. Shout out to the Urdu speakers. Do you know about Bangladesh? Yeah. I've heard many things about Bangladesh. I've never been. I've met a lot of people here in Canada who are actually originally from there. And I know a lot of people who... know people who still live in Bangladesh too. So yeah, it's definitely on the map. Definitely a known country. So I'm from Nicaragua. I am an English teacher, but I'm a beginner. I like your videos. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I know a lot of you guys who listen too, you guys are English teachers in foreign countries that don't speak English as a first language. So that's cool. That's really good. And yeah, it's really good that you guys study the language in detail too, because I'd actually argue a lot of people, they come to me and they say they want to learn English from me because I'm a native English speaker. However, I honestly think, especially if you're a beginner, the best person you can start to learn English from is somebody who is bilingual in your native language and the English language. They understand the process to become fluent in English a lot better than a native English speaker would. I learned the English language by heart, by memory. I grew up speaking English. Whereas someone who is bilingual with your native language and the English language had to study English in a lot more detail and had to learn profoundly the differences between your native language and the English language. So do not underrate bilingual teachers. They could be better in many ways than native English speakers. So there you go. Sita Sharma. Hey, Sita. Shout out to you. This is Labib. How can I improve my reading skills with an S at the end? How can I improve my reading skills? So the best way to improve your reading skills, the answer will vary depending on what level you're currently at. However, I'd say generally speaking, if I had to give advice for everybody, try to consume English media with English subtitles. I think English subtitles is the best and the most efficient way to improve your reading skills in English. If you use English subtitles, simply put, you're going to see on the screen how the words are actually applied in a real situation or a fictional situation. You know, if you're watching a TV show, with the subtitles, you'll see exactly how that word is used and which context you can use it and which context you cannot use it. You can determine, you know, if it's used to emphasize something or if it's used to in a sarcastic way. If somebody uses certain words just to be funny, you can tell which words are formal, which words are informal. You'll be able to have a better intuition and you'll be able to understand this a lot easier when you're consuming subtitles with the visual English media that you're consuming as well. So a lot of people say reading books can help. Reading books can help, although for the reasons I just mentioned, I would say that subtitles would be more efficient, especially if you are a beginner and especially if you are at the lower intermediate level. Subtitles will be more efficient, at least starting out. If you're at the upper intermediate level or the advanced level of English, then books would be the next step, I would say. When you read books, there are a lot of words that are used that aren't commonly used in spoken English, and that will really expand your vocabulary. So, but yeah, generally speaking, subtitles is a very efficient way to improve your reading skills. Is IELTS 7.5 a good score? IELTS, the IELTS exam is not my wheelhouse. That saying, not my wheelhouse, that means that I am not an expert in the IELTS exam. I am not well-versed in the IELTS exam. So I do know some other English teachers who are extremely good with the IELTS exam. That's literally what they do. They help people with the IELTS exam. So if you just send me a message on Instagram, and I will point you in the right direction if you need help for the IELTS exam. I know some people who are exceptional teachers, and they'll be able to help you a lot if you need to prepare for that exam. 7.5, a good score. I couldn't really tell you. Again, it's not my area of expertise. So, Sita Sharma. M from Bhutan, now in Canada. Okay. But beginner English learner. Okay, great. So you made it to Canada. That is amazing. Shout out to you. So it's great that you're in Canada right now and you're a beginner learning English. So yeah, you're going to learn a lot while you're in Canada. You're going to get very immersed in the English language. You're going to encounter lots of interactions. Do not get discouraged if you come into some awkward interactions or if you have a difficult time navigating your way through certain industries. But yeah, it's great that you're in Canada. You're going to learn so much English. You're going to learn a lot. And Canada is very multicultural, so you'll get a taste of how many different people from many different backgrounds communicate in English. So that's great. Orkin, do people call you on WhatsApp and do you answer them? Yes, people try to call me on WhatsApp. I usually cannot answer. I am extremely busy. I am doing this with a full-time job. So you need to understand that I really do not have the time to help everyone. I get hundreds of it combined with my messages and my emails. I could get like hundreds of messages per day. So I really cannot get back to everyone. It's pretty much impossible. But once in a while, I try to answer all of the messages that I get on Instagram. Especially for those who have quick questions or need help pretty soon. So on WhatsApp, I do not call people. I typically do live streams once a week. Maybe I'll do it on Instagram. Maybe I'll do it here on YouTube or Facebook. But yeah, not going to be able to have conversations with you guys yet over the phone. But I am working on a platform which is going to connect English tutors with English students. And I might be open to teaching on that platform once it's ready. It'll probably be ready before the end of this year. So you'll definitely hear about it if you follow us on social media. I will definitely announce it once it is ready. So, okay. I agree with what you said right now. I'm learning the way. Yeah, for sure. You're going to, yeah, Sita, you're going to learn a lot. It may take a little bit of time to get comfortable and get used to it, but with time, with patience, I'm pretty sure you'll be okay, as long as you're making an honest effort to get better every single day. So, okay. Don't study English, live English. Abba Chan. Well said, Abba. Well said. Yeah, shouldn't study English. You should live English. That's great. That's perfect, because it's like a common statistic that I heard. It's you only remember about 10% of the things you see, maybe 30% of the things you hear, but you'll remember 80% of all of the things that you do. If you live English, if you apply your skills, if you exercise your English skills, you'll have a much higher probability of remembering and relating to what you did versus what you saw or what you heard or what you passively encountered. But if you're actually doing something, you're actually applying something, then yes, it will be a lot more memorable and you'll be able to reference it in all of your future interactions and conversations. So for sure. Very well said, Abba. I love that you said that. Mr. Ayub, hello, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Shout out to you, to Mr. Ayub. Sita Sharma, how to improve spelling? This is where reading comes into play. With spelling, like I just said, you're going to have an easier time memorizing how to spell things if you actually do them. I would combine reading with writing, okay? So I'd say the best method to do this is simply to find a video on YouTube that you want to listen to. Find something that you're interested in. Just consume a piece of media. It could be short, could be long, could be medium length. Find a video somewhere on the internet, consume it. And afterwards, I want you to write down and express your opinion on it all in English. You're going to make mistakes at first, but you need to try. So try to the best of your ability just to express your opinion. Let's say that I just watched a video about basketball. It was basketball highlights or cricket highlights or a sport. Afterwards, I'm going to write down my opinion. Did I think that the athlete was good at what they did? Do I think the sport is enjoyable? Do I think it's not enjoyable? You understand. Form an opinion. Write it down. But the most important thing when it comes to writing it down is that you are typing it or texting it on your phone with an application that has spell check. With the application that has spell check, you'll very clearly be able to see where you're going wrong, which words you're commonly misspelling. And through the application of doing that and through the application of trying and getting corrected, trying and then getting corrected, you're going to learn. You're going to learn because you're doing, because you're taking action, because you're actually exercising your English skills. So if you actually take the steps to do that, consume media, form an opinion, see where you spelt words wrong, it'll come up on the spell check application, then it's going to do wonders for you. Use Microsoft Word, use Google Docs, use the Notes application on your phone. Either of those work, and you will definitely improve your writing, typing, and spelling skills doing that. So, JG Liam Chang, I like you. Thank you. I like you too. I like you more. There you go. Do you one better. So, Jay Lee, Kevin and Lisa are correct. Some popular YouTubers mistakes to promote their own channel. What do you think about it? To promote your own channel, it's a common mistake of YouTubers. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, when it comes to making your own channel on social media, as someone who has experience doing social media, I could give you a little bit of advice. Typically, what you should do is just try to provide value to your audience. So for example, I'm trying to make learning the English language easier for you guys. That is the value that I'm trying to bring to you guys, right? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to answer your questions. I'm trying to give you whatever resources or recommendations I could give you to make your life a lot easier when you have to learn or become fluent in the English language. If you can do something like that and just make it very simple, the value that you're giving, you don't really need to promote your channel. You don't really need to promote anything. It's like the medium is the message. The value that you're providing is enough on its own. You don't need to say, oh, I'm way better than all of the other English teachers out there. No, it's just, I'm going to help you learn English. If you like my style of teaching, great. If you don't, you can watch somebody else, but it's pretty simple. So yeah, if you're saying that it's a mistake to promote your channel, I agree. It is a mistake to promote your channel without giving something to the audience first. If you ask for something without giving in the first place, then yes, it's a bad look. I agree. So this is Labib. I'll prepare for IELTS. What kind of grammar should I know? Could you give me a list, please? This is Labib. You're on YouTube right now. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Just send me a message on Instagram. I'm going to refer you to another teacher I know. She's really good with the IELTS. Her name is Claudia. She's great with the IELTS. She'll help you a lot. So just shoot me a message on Instagram and I will give you her information and she will be able to definitely help you. So what's your favorite collocation or idiom? There's so many. there are so many to choose from. My favorite idiom, that's hard. That's really hard. I'd say it depends on the situation, but I'm thinking of which idioms I use the most. It would just depend on the situation, really. I couldn't name one favorite because there's so many for so many different situations. I can't give you a quick answer to that. Too hard. So, Ahmed Zane, hello. Hey, welcome back, Ahmed. Shout out to you. I remember you from the previous streams. So welcome back. Okay. Sita, excellent. Thank you. Yeah, good luck, Sita. Happy to have you here in Canada. That's great. So Abachan, how do I handle the fear of making grammatical mistakes while speaking? To handle the fear, you need to, here's a quick answer. You need to stop caring about the outcome, okay? You have fear of making mistakes because you are too worried about the outcome. That is standard performance anxiety, okay? So once you stop caring about the outcome and you start to realize that if I do everything in my power to try and not make grammatical mistakes, and I'm genuinely trying my hardest, I'm genuinely doing everything that I can possibly do right now to speak the best that I can. And if you can really wrap your head around that, you'll no longer care about the outcome, whether the outcome is good, bad, it's in between. You did everything that you could. There's nothing to feel guilty about. There's nothing to feel bad about. There's nothing more that you could have done to try and speak better. If you have issues with grammatical mistakes, of course you can read. That's probably the best way to improve your grammar, is to read and observe how other English speakers and well-written English speakers and native English speakers articulate themselves. That's a really good way to improve your grammar, if you just observe that. But you shouldn't have fear when speaking. You should just do as much as you possibly can. to make things work. And then win, lose, draw, good outcome, bad outcome in between. You did everything you could, okay? You should be able to sleep at night knowing that you did everything that you could in the present moment. You know, even though you have room for improvement in the future, you tried your best. So, do you think watching The Office can improve my English? I understand about 80%. Yeah, if you understand about 80% of everything that is being said, then yes, that's a good sign that you can actually make, excuse me, that you can actually make progress improving your English skills. If you can only understand less than 50% of what you're consuming, then that is actually a serious issue. I'd say it's not very productive at that point. It's going to just be frustrating and you're not going to make a lot of progress. You're not going to see a lot of progress either. So yeah, if you can understand 80%, that's great. I would definitely say that is the level that you should be listening to improve your listening skills for sure. What time is it there? Yeah, over here in Canada, I follow Eastern time. So it's like the same time as New York City. So New York City, Toronto, cities like those, Eastern time. Right now it's 1:50 p.m. I'll probably go until 2 o'clock p.m. or so. You know, I'll answer your last questions here and then I'm going to wrap it up because it's already been about 30 minutes. Hit the 30 minute mark. So. Okay, how do I improve my academic speaking in the CAEL exam? So I can give you general advice for speaking. I'm not familiar with that particular exam, but to improve your speaking and your academic speaking, it really just comes down to practice. This is something that even native English speakers struggle with. This is something that even I, as a native English speaker, would have to prepare for, just like you would have to prepare for it. You simply need to practice expressing yourself out loud. That means you really need to train your mouth to pronounce words in English and to say them out loud and to articulate yourself in a nice manner. So it will help if you have a wider range of vocabulary. So to learn new vocabulary words, every time you come across a new word, I always recommend that you say it out loud at least 5 to 10 times. It's going to be a lot easier to remember if you actually take action. And then when it comes to speaking, whenever you're in the shower, whenever you wake up in the morning, whenever you go to bed at night, whatever it is, you need to speak out loud to yourself. Even if whenever nobody is around, speak out loud. Don't think in your head. Think and speak out loud in English. It's going to improve your spontaneity in English. It's going to improve your articulation skills. At every opportunity you get, practice training your mouth to speak and say words out loud in English. Try to form your opinion on whatever is going on around you. Try to express your thoughts. Try to express what you just did that day. Whatever you can, whenever you can, do that. And I promise you will see progress. Once you've done it 1,000 times, once you've done it 10,000 times, once you've done it 1,000,000 times, it's going to be second nature. It's going to be extremely natural. It's just going to come to you very easily. So that is my advice to really see progress and really improve by taking action when it comes to speaking in English. So. Abachan, thank you. No problem. Badi Mitch, hey, how are you doing, mate? I'm doing good. That name sounds kind of Vietnamese. Correct me if I am wrong. So, Amit, thanks. No problem. Okay, so that seems to be all the questions for now. I'll just wrap up by saying, so we basically went over how to improve basic skills, how to have a good mindset towards learning the English language as well. So moving forward on the YouTube channel, or I guess Facebook too, just let me know. I'm going to be doing podcasts in the future. Would you guys like to hear other English teachers speak about how to learn English? Or would you like to hear some authentic conversations with other people who are not English teachers. You know, I could speak with perhaps a comedian and we can talk about comedy, or I could speak with an athlete and we could talk about sports, or I can speak with a psychiatrist and we can talk about psychology. We can talk about any topic that you are interested in particular, and we can just simulate a real organic English conversation about whatever topic that you recommend. So moving forward, I'm probably going to do that on the podcast. I'm going to get some guests who are not exactly English teachers. They're just specialists in other industries, and we're just going to have a normal conversation between two English speakers. If you would prefer that, just let me know in the chat right now. If you prefer that I actually go with English teachers instead of non-English teachers, then just let me know. I'm probably going to try to do more of whatever you guys want to hear and whatever is going to help you more in your English learning journey. So food for thought. Okay, and before I do the last chats here, for any of you guys who need help preparing for an English exam or any English assignments, we are working on a platform that will connect English tutors with English students. And then that way, it'll be super easy for you to find someone who will be qualified and be able to help you really quickly. However, for the time being, if you need help for any of these exams, just shoot me a message on Instagram. And I will recommend you some other English teachers I know who would be able to help you. Once the platform is ready, I'll definitely announce it and I'll definitely let you guys know. But before then, I will not be teaching. I will only have so much time because I need to spend a lot of time to create this platform. And it'll probably be ready before the end of this year. So in the meantime, I have a really good network of other great English teachers. They have great specialties in the IELTS exam and other exams. So just let me know and I'll be able to point you in the right direction. You can just tell them that I referred you and they will be happy to help you. So, okay, so I'm just going to address the last chats here before closing up. Buddy Mitch, no, bro, it's Austrian. Oh, wow. I was way off. Austrian. I thought it was Vietnamese. Wow. I was way off there. Austrian. Okay, cool. Shout out to Austria. Okay. The Canadian Academic English Language, CAEL. Okay, I see. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but I do know a great Canadian English teacher. Shoot me a message on Instagram. I'll refer you to her. So she can definitely help you. I started following you since 2 months and you are explaining really good and I like you. Yeah, I would listen to that podcast. Okay, cool. Shout out to you. Thank you. Yes, I'll be waiting for that podcast. Okay. So I'm assuming you guys are talking about the podcast, you know, with other people who are just professionals in other fields, right? And we'll just have real conversations. It'll be good listening practice. It'll be funny. It'll be thought-provoking. It'll be more interesting. I think that would be good for you guys. So I'm definitely going to try to start getting guests on like that. And if you guys know anybody, you know, if you have like a favorite YouTuber, if you have someone who you like to watch on Instagram, if you guys know anybody who you'd like me to interview, just let me know or let them know. And I'll definitely do everything I can to set it up. So, I have a friend, his name is Rakib, and he wants to learn English. However, he's ashamed to speak English. What would you suggest to him? Yeah, so he's ashamed to speak English, but he wants to learn English. So I would recommend that he take steps to learn on his own before practicing with other people if he has fear of speaking English. When I had to learn French, I wasn't able to speak with other French people. They didn't have the patience to speak with me. I was ashamed to speak French. It was so bad. No one had the patience to help me. So what I did was I actually just focused on listening a lot. And then I actually practiced speaking on my own by myself. I had conversations with myself in the mirror. I was training my mouth to say things in French. When I was in the shower, I was trying to express my opinion in French. That is one way you can go. The other way you can go is you can simply, well, I'm creating a platform where we'll connect tutors and English students, and you can basically pay an English tutor based on your budget. You know, don't pay too much. You can pay a cheap amount, but pay an English tutor who will be able to basically just have conversations with you. You pay them maybe $5 an hour, $10 an hour, whatever it is. You set up a session maybe once a week, more or less, depending on how comfortable you are. And then you just talk to them. You just have conversations about how your day went. You talk about your process learning English, and they'll help you every single step of the way. They'll hold your hand there. It's literally their job to make sure you're comfortable speaking English. So those are the two ways you can go. I just gave you one way that is absolutely free. Speak on your own, listen and try to emulate what you're listening to. And then the other way is a paid way, which is get an English tutor, and they will hold your hand through the process. So I recommend getting an English teacher as well, or an English tutor who is bilingual in your native language and the English language. That's going to make life a lot easier for you as well. So I leave a like. Okay, sick. Thank you for, yeah, you guys, if you'd like to support the platform, you can simply just do so by liking the video. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, it'll help the algorithm spread the message to the other people who are trying to also improve their English skills. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate the likes on the video. Amin, very interested. Okay, perfect. That website idea sounds good. Okay, yeah. I will, yeah, we're definitely working on it. So we'll let you guys know once it's ready. And this is Labib. Brother, how old are you? I am 27 years old. There you have it. Do I look older? Do I look younger? I'm not sure. I'm 27. So, okay. So that's all the questions for now. I'm going to wrap up. See you guys later. Bye, Milch. Bye. Have a good day. Yeah. So on any social media platform, it's just Arc English. Super easy to find. You can find us anywhere. If you have any questions, simply just shoot me a message on Instagram. I'll try to answer you when I have time during the week. I'll try to get back to you. I'll try to refer you to anyone who I can, who can help you immediately. And yeah, that's all for now. So until next time. And if you have any suggestions for a topic that you want me to do for a podcast, a certain person or a certain occupation that you'd like me to interview, simply leave a comment on the Facebook video, leave a comment on the YouTube video, and I will definitely make that happen for you. So, all right, till next time.